Hachette Audio presents It's Up to the Women, written by Eleanor Roosevelt. Introduction by Jill Lepore. Read by Suzanne Torin.
Introduction by Jill Lepore. In the fall of 1932, when Eleanor Roosevelt was teaching American history at a high school for girls, editing a magazine called Babies, Just Babies, and helping her husband in the last weeks of his run for President of the United States by making a gazillion campaign stops, a speech here, a photograph there, the Associated Press assigned a political reporter named Lorena Hickok to follow her around. "She is, to use the expression of one of her friends," Hickok wrote, "a whirlwind." Roosevelt wore $10 dresses, refused the protection of the Secret Service, borrowed friends' cars so she could drive herself, and on Sundays scrambled the eggs herself at the table in a chafing dish. "The dame has enormous dignity," Hickok telegrammed the AP one day. "She's a person." That November, Franklin Delano Roosevelt won 42 out of 48 states in one of the most lopsided elections in American history. His wife celebrated, but she was a reluctant first lady. Eleanor Roosevelt was a new phenomenon in American politics, writes Blanche Weazin Cook, Eleanor's most exhaustive biographer. Born in New York in 1884, Eleanor Roosevelt was orphaned as a child. She married in 1905. FDR was her fifth cousin.